All right, you have to sing with me. Fair deal? 333. On this one. Am I allowed to do two songs or just one? Lewis? No, I'll just take from Larry. That's fine. Great song of Luther Bridgers, and you have to join me on the chorus. Fair deal? There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow. Ready? And Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. But Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. And Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All of us in the last verse, ready? Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky, and I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. And Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Fills my every longing, and he keeps me singing as I go. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be there next weekend, Lord willing, and I was at a concert, and I sang that song, and I told the story behind I sang it, before I sang it, that Luther Bridgers was, as I said, a Presbyterian minister who went away one weekend in his from his home to preach for a weekend, and while he was there, received a telegram that his wife and three children had been killed the night before in a fire in their home. And he asked the Lord for words that would sustain him in the days and weeks and months that would lie ahead. And on his knees, verbatim, the Lord gave him that song. And afterwards, there was this old gentleman, older, just kind of shuffled up like this, you know, just sort of like how Lewis walks, you know, that age. But he came up to me afterwards and he said, young boy, and I, hey, that's when you know you're in trouble. And I said, yes, sir. He said, that story that you told about Luther Bridgers, you got parts of it wrong. I said, oh. I said, well, I took it out of a book. And I'm sorry, what did I get wrong? He said he was not a Presbyterian minister, he was a Methodist. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, he said, nor did he lose three children and his wife in the house fire. He lost four children. I said, my. I said, how do you know that? He said, he was my daddy's cousin. He said, it happened in Kentucky. And he said, that's honestly true. And he said, when are you coming back to Atlanta again? And I didn't know at the time. I said, well, you keep your ears open. When I come back, I said, will you be here? He says, yeah, I want to give you something. And lo and behold, about 5-6 months later, when I was back in Atlanta, he came, and I recognized him, and he was waiting for me. And it's one of my treasured possessions, actually written out, the words of this song in Luther Bridger's own handwriting. Special, special song. I've recently, as you see on the back table there, I've recently redone some of the older albums through the years, fallen in love with some of the hymns again, and this is one of them. And I have to sing this. It was going through my mind all day, so you bear with me, and I'll speak shorter if I have to. cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way from the burning noontide heat and the burden of the day. Upon the cross of Jesus, my eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears, two wonders I confess: the wonder of his glorious love, and my own worthlessness. I take the cross of Jesus for my abiding. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face, content to let this world go right on by, to know no gain nor loss. My sinful self, my only shame, my glory all is cross.